Welcome to Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Harold Burstein from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, and to begin, he presented a patient from his practice.
So this 57-year-old had presented with a 2-centimeter mass in the right breast. Core biopsy showed poorly differentiated invasive ductal carcinoma. The tumor had ER expression, though it was not super strong, was PR negative, and it was HER2 3 plus by immunohistochemistry. A subsequent FISH test was also done, confirmed FISH positive tumor. She'd had some axillary imaging done of the breast that showed the tumor in the breast, as well as an enlarged axillary node that was subsequently biopsied and was found to be involved with metastatic carcinoma. The patient is a healthy 57-year-old. She works part-time as a realtor. She's married and has 2 children who live in the area. She had a baseline echocardiogram, and then we'd recommended neoadjuvant therapy in light of her tumor and her nodal disease, and specifically 6 cycles of TCHP, docetaxel, carboplatin, trastuzumab, and pertuzumab. She had a clinical complete response, elected bilateral mastectomy. There was no residual disease in the breast. There was no residual disease in the axilla, though one of the 11 lymph nodes showed sort of fibrosis consistent with probably tumor having been present previously. And now she's here to discuss where to go from here.
So before you continue on, just to backtrack a little bit about this case, I was curious actually, you know, about the issue of neoadjuvant versus adjuvant therapy in this situation. And one of the advantages of, and I think typically, obviously, people would do neoadjuvant therapy if possible, HER2 positive and triple negative, but one of the advantages, it seems, of doing neoadjuvant therapy is to decrease the amount of surgery. Now, this lady wanted to have bilateral mastectomies, but I see she had axillary dissection. And I'm curious, because another strategy, even in people with positive biopsies, is to do a sentinel node after neoadjuvant therapy, and if negative, don't do an axillary dissection. So how come this lady got an axillary dissection?
You know, she'd presented with this enlarged node on the baseline MRI, and it was biopsy proven to be metastatic carcinoma. So she sort of falls out of the realm of some of the trials that have looked at women who present with a clinically negative axilla and are then found to have disease within the axilla at the time of surgery. So sometimes our default posture there has been to do the completion dissection. Interestingly, I think in the future, you're right that we'll be doing less of that, especially in these HER2-positive cases where there's a dramatic clinical response and where the patient might be getting radiotherapy regardless.
So again, another question would be, if it didn't affect the amount of surgery she's going to have, what was the advantage of doing it on pre-op as opposed to, for example, as adjuvant therapy?
Yeah, it certainly could have been done that way. You know, in our practice, and I think many around the country, the availability of pertuzumab on label for neoadjuvant therapy has meant that in women who present with disease where you can make an argument for neoadjuvant treatment, the temptation is to go ahead and do it, to offer the pertuzumab-based treatment in that setting and take it from there. Having said that, if she had surgery up front and come in with a 2-centimeter cancer with 1 out of 11 positive nodes, I think we probably would have given the same regimen.
So I guess obviously this also raises the question of now what happens post-op. I mean, she should be getting at least a year of trastuzumab, but is she going to get pertuzumab? And how do you approach this situation in this situation where she has a path CR as opposed to somebody with residual disease?
It's really hard to know. So we have 2 conflicting sets of literature, as you know. We have a neoadjuvant paradigm where patients have gotten a few months of upfront pertuzumab. We know in the NeoSphere trial that that improves the rates of complete pathologic response. We know from studies like the Trifaina study that several months of these regimens built around pertuzumab offer dramatic rates of complete pathologic response, as was seen here in this case. And then we have the Affinity trial, which was an adjuvant study looking at 1 year of pertuzumab. That study took patients all after their upfront surgery. And so we don't know in a woman who has had either a great response or a not great response whether ongoing pertuzumab would be clinically valuable. At this point, in cases like this, you know, I typically recommend a full year of the pertuzumab-based therapy, regardless of their response. The argument being that if they had a great response, it's an effective drug, let's keep going. And if they didn't have such a good response, then we want to strongly think about continuing the regimen because maybe there's still some benefit. I don't think we have enough information at the moment to really tailor or tweak the regimen based on how much response they have.